This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There were some new rules out this week around consumer privacy online. The Federal Communications Commission has ruled that internet service providers, Comcast and AT&T, Charter are some names you might know. The FCC says they now must ask consumers permission to use sensitive data that they routinely collect, information those companies use to target advertising. They are still going to collect the information, mind you, even if they can't necessarily use it the way they once did. And those who are looking for complete anonymity online, they're going to have to readjust their expectations, as Gigi Duban reports.
Every second you're on the internet, ISPs like AT&T, Verizon, and Comcast are collecting tons of information on you. The FCC considers some of it sensitive.
Things like social security numbers, information related to children, app usage, the content of your communications.
Jonah Berger teaches marketing at the Wharton School. He says even if consumers opt out, ISPs will still collect it. They just won't be able to sell it to third parties like advertisers. Jeff Chester is executive director of the Center for Digital Democracy. He says one example of the kind of sensitive info ISPs and advertisers want is our location.
They see huge profits ahead by being able to say, well, we know that, Joe and Jane just went into the store and looked at product X, and we're going to make sure they see an ad when they go home and turn on the TV or their PC.
AT&T and Comcast say the new regulations will only confuse consumers who will still see targeted ads from companies like Google and Apple. They aren't required to ask for permission. Brian Weiser is an analyst with Pivotal Research. He says to push consumers to agree to share their data, ISPs could offer discounts.
But it's also then a carrier would say, well, gee, then you have to pay more for your service if you want the data sharing free version.
Weiser says that's probably not going to happen anytime soon. But if ISPs band together, it's not that far out there. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
What you share and click on online tells marketers a whole lot about your lifestyle. Could that data be used to predict who you're going to vote for as well? We built a quiz to test the theory. You can take it at marketplace.org.